Lots of hand claps and droning vocals in the background. And yes, it's from the Azawad region of the Sahara Desert. Recorded in 2008, but just released a couple months back in March. Yeah, there you go. And the track was called Wana Lancien from the album Iswat. And you can find that on Bandcamp. So her name, Fadi Mutu Wallet, like the word wallet, Inamud. And that's on Sahel Sounds out of Portland, Oregon. Yeah, yeah. Before that, sweet music out of Brazil, very orchestral and rhythmic, Criolo with the track Casa de Babilao. And, well, this is Wandering Rhythms, and we're going to continue to wander because that's just what we do. And next you're going to hear one of the very first Balkan punk bands from 1982 right here, a group from Slovenia. Yeah, they're northern Yugoslavia, formerly known as, and this group called Pank Rti, and the track Za Zelevno Javiso. Yeah, 1982, early punk rock here. The Balkan punkers do it so very well.
Za železno zaveso, za železno.
Oh yes, lovely music there. Just recorded off the coast here on one of the Gulf Islands, specifically Main Island. That's Jenny Ritter, and she's one of the mainstays on the Western Canadian Folk Festival circuit. And on that record, brand new, she played the vocals, not on that song. She also played the banjo and the acoustic guitar, but assisted by many friends on that lovely island. And before that, you heard something crazy, which I'm not sure about either, but something you should know about me. If I play something that's way off the deep end, I'll bring it back with something a little bit more ear-friendly, like that last little piece there. So before that, though, you heard a band, a very strange band, from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Guess that's what you get up in the north. They're called Royal Iguana Fur, and the track was Life at Sea, with some strange pitch vocals and production. That sounded like it was from the early 80s. And that's from a new compilation from a very cool blog called Ride the Tempo. And they're putting out a lot of Canadian music, a lot of unusual stuff. And thus, this compilation is called Weirdest Tuesday. And all Canadian bands, 22 tracks from across this giant strange nation. And yeah, before that we heard some punk rock. Actually, the two tracks kind of went together aesthetically, production sound wise. Group from Slovenia called Pankrti, Pankrti, and the track Za Zeledno Zaveso, 1982 punk rock from Slovenia. And well, Gonna groove it out a little bit in this next set. You're gonna hear something strange coming up after, but first something nice and groovy. A fellow from Guatemala. Is that right? Yes, Guatemala. And this fellow, Jorcinho Cayetano, one of the last living paranderos in Guatemala. He's in his 60s. Do you know what parandero means? I don't exactly, but he's a soft-spoken old fellow who grew up fishing. Now he plays the acoustic guitar, so I'm guessing that's the local style. And I think it's Garifuna music. So the people who originally from an island, St. Vincent, and migrated, well, all sorts of migrations of people across the Caribbean, but they ended up mix of black people, African people, and the native people of the Caribbean. And they've settled on the Caribbean coast of Central America. So Belize, Guatemala. And yes, here's a piece of music from Jorcinho Cayetano called Balandria. This is from a compilation of music from across the Garifuna land called Paranda. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca. We'll be right back.
Kadisa.
Jimmy Carter.
Thank you.
good friends from around the planet. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. And the last piece of music you just heard, if you're wondering about it, it was a lovely little guitar number, solo piece, well, a couple guitars. I don't think he played at the same time, unless he has four hands. I don't know, it's possible, cyborgs. But I think he's not, because he's playing in a little village nestled in the Quebec Appalachian Mountains. What? Is Appalachian Mountains in Canada? Well, that's news to me. I thought they were the Gatineau Hills or something up there. But yeah, that's what it says on this record description, so I'm not gonna question it. The Highlands of Sainte-Malachie in Quebec. And that's a fellow named Olivier Leclerc. And the track I played there, The Fog and the Crow. Subtitled, Even If It's Gray, This Morning is Unique. Sounded a lot prettier than that brooding title, The Fog and the Crow. But crows are beautiful. So there you go. And before that, we heard Supreme Talent Show, which was a fun little piece of music, really, really upbeat. Supreme Talent Show is the name of this sound system street party scene, I believe, in Bamako, in Mali. So, cut up samples of traditional balafons, frenetic djembes, talking drums, spliced together into heavy studio tracks, the future bass sound of Mali, with a mix of kuduro, decale, dancehall, and trap music. Bam! There you go, the official, first official release by Supreme Talent Show called Danbe, and that was featuring Yeli Fuzo, the track Ni Son Kadi. And yes, starting off that set with music of the Garifuna people out of Guatemala, Jorcinho, or Jorcinho Cayetano with Balandria. All right, there you go.
Bonne fête, rendez-vous. On est déjà en mars, ce qui veut dire que les célébrations entourant le 25e anniversaire des Rendez-vous de la francophonie sont en cours. Dès maintenant, visitez le rvf.ca pour voir ce que les Rendez-vous vous ont préparé.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
People, friends, it is time for a trip to Southeast Asia. We're going this week to East Timor. By the way, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from a campus, Simon Fraser University, in Burnaby, just east of Vancouver. You can also hear us online at cjsf.ca and syndicated in Lethbridge, Alberta on CKXU-FM. So, yes, we're going to East Timor this week, and I didn't know a whole lot about this place. I'll be honest with you. I've never been there. But as usual, well, we're taking a trip to the unknown, to the beautiful East Timor, one of the newest nations on planet Earth, and it has a really sad, tough history to even read about over the last few decades. In 2002, May 20th, 2002, it officially achieved independence. That was after a very long battle, first with the Portuguese colonizers who'd been there for hundreds of years, and then when they just kind of got up and left, decided that it wasn't really worth administering anymore, and there's complications going on. It's, by the way, I'll tell you where it is. First of all, it's just north of Australia. It's technically, well, surrounded by Indonesia, and the island called Timor, sort of eastern Indonesia, the eastern half of the island, East Timor, also known as